Watch out, watch out, look out, look out. Watch out, watch out, look out, look out.
Oh, yeah, that's something about you.
Hello and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guest will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more. Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They have been called our greatest generation. Now, in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It is a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-a-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors each month. You can sponsor a senior for only $100 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinla.org. Together, we can end hunger.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Alexandria's Diversity in Action program, as part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator, was created to assist small, emerging, minority, and women-owned businesses to become competitive and successful. Here are some of the businesses that they've helped.
Hello, my name is Darlene St. Romain. I am the CEO of Sylvia's Care and Companions Healthcare Services. Central Louisiana Business Incubator assists my agency with marketing by creating a commercial and a business website. They also assisted with the accreditation of my agency.
I am Fanny Gordon, owner and operator of Fannie's Silks and Scents. They help my business to grow. For instance, improve sales tools and product marketing.
I'm Ivyanna Stewart, owner of Soulscapes. I want to take this opportunity to thank the Diversity in Action for acknowledging and actively reaching out to our diversity firms here in Alexandria.
Diversity in Action is a free service for small businesses as a part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator. For more information, call 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107.
Alexandria Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Yeah.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. You can go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in on this momentous Monday. Yes, we're asking you to get your momentum going. It is Monday, April 15th, and today is, it's tax day, of course. And so for many of you, you may not be feeling that momentum, but we're asking you to, you know what, say what you want to have. And when you say what you want to have, you can have what you say. If you're just getting started this morning, it's 7:36. And I tell you what, this morning as we were traveling in, I said, every Monday morning, I drink my tea from Cup Momentum. Because after the weekend, I feel like I need that momentum. I need to speak momentum. And I need to speak momentum to you because I arduously feel that when you start your week off right, when you start Monday off right, the rest of the week will follow. I know you're dragging in saying I needed just a few more hours sleep. I needed maybe just another day. But you know what I did this morning on the drive in? I took some deep breaths because, you know what, we were a little harried this morning, running this morning. And I closed my eyes because I have someone that drives me in, thank goodness. And you may not be able to close your eyes, but I did what I ask you to do a lot of times. I just closed my eyes. I took several deep breaths, calmed myself and said, you know what, it's going to be okay. I expect that today will be a momentous Monday. And I am expecting a great start to the week for you, for our son, for all of the people that are driving in this morning, dropping kids off to school, for all the kids that are on school buses. We ask you every single morning to make sure that you give yourself enough time to get there safely, to slow down behind those school buses, to watch out for kids at school bus stops, and to slow down through those school zones. You know they're in effect until 9 a.m. And so if you're traveling in and you're feeling a little bit harried, I'm asking you to just find your center. Trust that today is going to be a great day. Go ahead and verbalize it. And guess what? Everything else will follow. It's 7:38. You're on point. We're going to take a quick break here, but when we come back, we're going to tell you what's on point. We're going to tell you about something that every mom is probably concerned about, and maybe you hadn't thought about it, but it is an incredible conversation. We want you to make sure that you stay on point for it. We've got lots coming up this morning, lots to talk about, a lot of things that are coming up that we're going to share with you. So stay on point. It's 7:39. Today, of course, is Momentous Monday. You might as well go ahead and say it. It is Momentous Monday. I'm getting my momentum, whether you feel like you have it or not. And just watch what happens. Open up your mouth and have what you say. You know what? If you're dragging in and you're already declaring that, oh my goodness, it's Monday, I don't want to be here, all the crazy stuff. Well, guess what? Everything is going to follow that. Change your attitude by changing what's coming out of your mouth. It's really, really easy. Even if you don't feel like doing it, just do it anyway. It's Monday, and we want to make sure that your momentum is on point. We're going to take a quick break here, but when we come back, we're going to introduce you to who's in the studio, and we're going to tell you what we're talking about. We're back right after this. Stay with us. Your health comes first, and Amerigroup is your first choice. Amerigroup is proud to serve the Bayou Health Program enrollees in Louisiana. Amerigroup is a managed care organization and will help you arrange for you and your family to continue getting the Medicaid and LACHIP benefits you need to stay healthy. Amerigroup offers these benefits through the Louisiana Bayou Health Program. At Amerigroup, the health plans have been helping families like yours across the country since 1996. For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Termites are responsible for more than $1 billion of damage in Louisiana alone. Super colonies have been discovered with over 1 million termites, and Little League baseball games have had to be stopped due to swarms. J&J Exterminating, Louisiana's largest independent pest control company with over 50 years experience, employs more licensed and certified technicians than any other pest control company in the state. And right now I've got Ryan Weber, biologist and entomology instructor at J&J Exterminating, here to let you know a little bit more.
Randy, termites have insatiable appetite, and people just don't realize how much damage they can cause. J&J is the largest installer of the newest Centricon HD Always Active Colony Elimination System and the largest applicator of Termidor liquid treatment. We study your soil composition and we figure out what's the best treatment for you. And we guarantee all of our work, plus we offer same-day pest control service.
J&J Exterminating today for your inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating! Yeah!
J&J Exterminating is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
HixonHasIt.com. HixonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HixonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HixonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HixonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HixonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Brayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Brayhide Paint and Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Brayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Open your mind to a fresh new world of taste at McDonald's. Introducing the spectacular new Premium McWrap, a dazzling fusion of tender, crispy, or grilled chicken and fresh veggies, all wrapped up in three phenomenal flavors: chicken and bacon, chicken and ranch, and sweet chili chicken. It's an astonishing, tasty experience that will pull you in again and again. The irresistible Premium McWrap, a whole new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. If you're just getting started this morning, it's 7:44. Today is, of course, April 15th, and you know what today is, but we are asking you to get into the momentum of Monday, start declaring that it's going to be an especially great day. Let me just remind you that this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by Amerigroup Real Solutions. Medicaid and LaChip are changing, and now you have to go in and choose which provider is going to be best for you and your family. And we believe Amerigroup Real Solutions is the real solution for you in healthcare. And here's what you can do to sign up. All you've got to do is phone 1-855-229-6848. Again, 1-855-229-6848. Amerigroup Real Solutions has been serving families since 1996, and they are doing an incredible job Also, First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for more than 60 years. Hickson Automotive Group, they're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, simply log on to www.hicksonhasit.com. www.hicksonhasit.com. And we welcome J&J Exterminating back to the OPT network. Now, if you're just joining the conversation this morning, you know, so often we talk about the culture of our teenagers and we talk about what's happening or what's not happening. And this morning we're having a conversation about something every mom, every parent, every grandmother should really, really take pause about. And what am I talking about? I'm talking about Dana Grish's Secret Keeper Girl Tour. And what it is, it's a tour that is seeking to really enlighten us about how society and how culture is robbing our teens and our tweens. And when we say teens and tweens, I'm specifically talking about those 8 to 12-year-old girls and even beyond, and how the culture is creating an ambiance, a beauty, an allure that maybe we don't want our young girls to have. And so Dana Grish's Secret Keeper Girl is being brought, the tour is being brought here by Kingsville Baptist. And joined this morning, we're joined this morning by Christetta Miller and her daughter, Kayla Miller. And they're talking about this tour at Kingsville Baptist and how you can get on point and get involved with your daughters. Ladies, good morning and welcome.
Morning. Thank you.
Kayla, good morning.
Morning.
Kayla Shaw, she's twiddling her hair, but she's not shy at all. So, Christetta, I want to start with you. Before the show, we started talking about how this movement came about in your sphere, how you really grabbed onto the idea and why you decided to bring it to Central Louisiana.
I had, at the time, 8 and 10-year-old daughters,
mm-hmm.
and know that they see all kinds of things about dress and what beauty means. I came across a book by Dana Grish called 8 Great Dates for You and Your Daughter, found out that the Secret Keeper Girl Tour existed, asked our church staff if we could have it, and they basically said, tag, you're it. head it up, get it here, and we did one 18 months ago. We had an audience of about 250 moms and daughters, and it was
wow.
an exciting, just beautiful event.
Mm-hmm. And so tag, you're it. So the pastor said, obviously, yes, we'd love to do it, but you've got to head it up. And then you started to put the wheels in motion and started to inquire about how to get Dana to come to Central Louisiana. Let's talk about how that happened.
It was really very easy. We found a number on the Secret Keeper Girl website, called them. They have a road crew manager
mm-hmm.
Organization that helps them schedule their events. They were going to be in, I think, Mississippi at the time, and they were able to just swing over and do an event for us. When we did it 18 months ago, it was on a Thursday, so we were really excited this year to get to have them next Friday. Friday, we just thought, more people, you don't have school the next day, you can
right.
stay up a little bit later, you can maybe travel in an hour or so into town if you wanted to attend the event. So we've got them back again.
Absolutely. And so talk about, for you as a mom and for all of the moms that are listening, one of the things that Dana talks about, not only in her books but on this tour, is the concept of modesty. And we're really seeing every single day that that is being lost.
Yes. We are going to have a fashion show. We're going to bring 5 actual little girls, ages 8 to 12, out on the stage and talk about what makes an outfit modest and how to keep that outfit modest and fashionable at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And how to take items that you can buy in the store that sometimes we cringe at. They're cute, but you're not sure you want your 8-year-old wearing them. How to layer it, how to add accessories with it that keep you cute and modest all at the same time. We are not trying to cover up head to toe, but
right.
or take away the fun side of dressing, because girls love clothes.
Right.
And girls love to dress up and be cute, and we start very young loving that.
Absolutely.
So we
think it's in our genes.
It is. Mm-hmm. It is. Who doesn't like a good outfit?
Right.
And feel good
right.
in a good outfit. And we just want to encourage the girls to do it modestly and still be understand that they're still beautiful. mm-hmm. no matter what's thrown at them.
Absolutely. And for you and for all moms that are out there that are saying, you know, bravo, talk about the challenges that you have or that you see raising two girls, 114, 110, in what the media is showing us. They're showing us the hot pants. They're showing us the short skirts. And they're showing us a sense of fashion that is becoming, or no, has become more and more revealing. What are we needing to say to our girls about what they're seeing in the media?
One of the things Secret Keeper talks about is what Scripture says, what the Word says mm-hmm. beauty means, and how it starts on the inside. And if we can get that message to our girls before the media gets to them, first, it's a huge challenge.
Absolutely.
But there will be great reward in doing that, mm-hmm. teaching them that they're special just because of who they are, not necessarily what they look like. And what they look like is a bonus. It's extra.
Right.
And getting to wear makeup and getting to get your nails done is fun, but it's not our purpose in life.
Right. Have you faced those challenges, especially with Kaylin at 14, you know, where she's at that age where she's coming into that next level, high school, and it is what society says is fashionable and stylish.
I'm blessed. She's got a good head on her shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
So we started young talking about the magazines you see in the grocery store.
That's right. Everywhere.
When you're waiting, you know, that's not what I want you to look like.
Right.
You know, talking about what we see on TV and the television shows where there are no parents. And we allowed those in our home, but we talk about them.
Mm-hmm.
Always talking about what's real and what's not real and what's for entertainment purposes.
Absolutely.
And what you need to believe based on Scripture.
And that is so important. And Kayla, if I can, I just want to talk about, you know, you're at that age and we have an eighth grader and everything has changed since you and I were growing up. Do you feel a pressure to want to dress in the ways that you see on the magazine, in the way that you see people that you might look up to or idolize? Is there a pressure among young girls to want to do that?
I don't feel a pressure like that I should dress that way, but I'm sure that there are a lot of people that do feel that way because they don't know God and they don't know that they shouldn't do that way and they don't have anything else to look to. So they just look to being popular. But I've never felt that pressure myself.
Wow. And so have you, and I know your mom and your family structure has probably talked about creating a circle of people that are more like yourself so that you don't have those pressures. Is it hard to find girls that want to really practice modesty, if you will?
In this day, yeah, it kind of is. There are a lot of girls that just want to show off their bodies and mm-hmm. show off themselves. And there are very few that just want to be themselves and not try to show off and all that stuff.
Wow. You know, that is powerful. It's really, Christetta, just very true that most girls want to do this, and there is a pressure to do this. And I'm wondering, as we're having this conversation, how moms, especially because with girls, we're going to be the ones to kind of make those decisions. How do we keep them on the right track? Yeah, we tell them about the Scripture. We tell them about who they are in Christ, but there's still that day in, day out pressure to look and be like others.
It starts with setting an example. I've got to do it first before I can ask my girls to dress
Absolutely.
A certain way and care a certain way about their body. It's a fine line between caring for your body, your hair, your skin, and crossing the line into obsessing over it. So I'm the first line of defense, I think,
mm-hmm.
in setting an example there.
Absolutely. And I think that that is powerful. And I think even as moms, especially as we get a little bit older into middle age, we still want to look good.
Yes.
We still want to be fashionable. But are we asking ourselves, have we crossed the line? Are we wearing the things that our daughters want to wear? and what that looks like to our daughters.
Yes. I have my 10-year-old is the first one to say, I think you need an undershirt under that.
Wow.
Every once in a while, she, you know, are you really going to wear that?
Well, she gives you a little check.
She is our conscience. Yes, fashion conscience sometimes. Yes. Matching is not required in her life, but being modest is.
Wow.
So
this is an important conversation. We've got to take a quick break here, but when we come back, we're talking about Dana Grish's Secret Keeper Girl. Stay with us.
From all the pain, I'm so ashamed. I am beautiful, no matter what they say. Words can't bring me down. I am beautiful in every single way. Yes, words.
Your hair out trying to find the perfect bed. The staff at American Wholesale Mattress has over 40 years combined experience to assist you with that all-important decision. We offer great values like queen pillow top sets, and why wait up to 3 weeks for that Tempur-Pedic to be delivered? At American Wholesale Mattress, we have them in stock and ready for delivery. Plus, with up to 48 months financing, everybody can afford one. American Wholesale Mattress on MacArthur Drive, locally owned and serving Cinelaw for over 20 years.
American Wholesale Mattress is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
It's time for your annual checkup for your finances, that is. Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union is once again offering free financial checkups. Visit either of their Alexandria branches or their Pineville branch during the month of April to sit down with one of their money doctors to review your financial situation and your free credit report.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Visit heartcu.org for more information and to find out how you can become a member today. That's Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union, where it pays to be a member. Call 619-1900. That's 619-1900. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The credit union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
You are listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network. Smart talk for smart people.
Avoyelles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Avoyelles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Avoyelles Parish. For more information on Avoyelles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelavoyelles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avoyelles Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats, and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Open your mind to a fresh new world of taste at McDonald's. Introducing the spectacular new Premium McWrap, a dazzling fusion of tender, crispy, or grilled chicken and fresh veggies, all wrapped up in three phenomenal flavors. Chicken and bacon, chicken and ranch, and sweet chili chicken. It's an astonishing, tasty experience that will pull you in again and again. The irresistible Premium McWrap, a whole new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's 1 minute after 8 o'clock. Today is April 15th, and this segment is sponsored by St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital. Remember, they're taking care of the community with state-of-the-art technology, but they're going even a step further. If you are uninsured or underinsured and you have not had a mammogram, or you've had one and it was years ago and you need to have a mammogram again, if you're 40 years old or older, they are offering mammograms absolutely 100% free. All you've got to do is phone 318-487-1122. Diane Kitts is the contact person, and she will help you through the process. Also, McDonald's of Pineville. Now, if you're just joining us this morning, we're joined by Christetta Miller and her daughter, Kaylin Miller, and we're talking about the event that's going to be happening at Kingsville Baptist Church in Ball. And it is an event that's called Dana Grish's Secret Girl Keeper. It's a tour that's traveling throughout the country, and it really speaks to and encourages moms and daughters, Christetta. And really, that is really the crux of daughters and mothers coming together.
Yes. The event itself is the most interactive event I've ever been to. I was almost tempted at first to call it a conference, but that sounds boring. And
right.
When you're eight, who wants to go to a conference?
Right.
It is approximately 2 hours of fast-paced, you're laughing so hard you're crying, and then all of a sudden you realize those people on stage just made a fabulous point, and then you tear up because it was so meaningful, and then before you can get carried away by that emotion, you're laughing again. It's
right.
Really geared to that 8 to 12 year old age group who doesn't want to sit still for very long, and so what's going on stage during the actual event is constantly changing, but during that time there will be a moment when we ask mothers and daughters to get together, just huddle together,
right,
and talk
and
grow that relationship so that, it helps with the girls to have a foundation later, and it helps the moms. We ask the moms to open up about their own lives just a little bit with their girls in a way that maybe they've never been challenged to do before.
Wow. Now, I gave you a look because I think that's something tough for every mother. Many of us, as we get older, forget what it was like to be that age.
Yes.
And many kids, I know when you have kids that age, between 8 and 12, it is hard to open up the dialogue for these types of conversations.
It is. The person on stage talked about labels and the labels that the world puts on us. And then they ask the moms and daughters to get together, and they ask the moms specifically to share what labels you still feel like you're carrying around.
Wow.
And as a mother, you go, you want to have this persona with your kids. You want them to see you a certain way. So who wants to share
right.
that? But we found that just watching the audience as they did, it opened up. Conversation that we found out after our first Secret Keeper event continued on in weeks after the event was over. It left time for moms and daughters a reference point to go back and to keep talking.
And I think that this is really critical, because so many mothers are still carrying labels that they took on in their younger years and have never really relinquished that and have never even talked about that. And then we're looking at the next generation of young girls and young women, and we're trying to figure out how to make them better, but we're really not having these in-depth conversations.
Right.
And so with this event, it's an opportunity, and it's really a great time as we are approaching Mother's Day and what mothers and daughters need to do in order to make sure that the next generation doesn't carry low self-esteem or doesn't carry the peer pressure of having to do all of the things that some are doing to be popular.
Yes.
And so with that said, talk about what you guys are hoping for with this event. What are you hoping to see happen, not just in your church, but in the community? Because even though it's at the church, you're really asking people from surrounding areas to come and get involved and use this as an opportunity to bridge maybe a gap between moms and daughters.
We would like to see the mother-daughter relationship strengthened. We would like to see girls become more confident in who they are, and we would like to see them know that there is greater hope in Jesus than what the world has to offer them. So we will be sharing a brief gospel message along with the messages of modesty and relationship building that night. We would like to see families get stronger, mm-hmm. because if mom and daughter are coming to the event, we hope and pray that dad's encouraging it and is behind it.
Absolutely. And so when you first took this mission on, did you kind of sort of look around your church, look around your community, look around Kaylin's school and say, gosh, what is happening?
Yes. It started probably when I held my girls as babies.
Wow.
And start thinking, they're going to be teenagers one year. Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
You say before you have children, I'd like a baby.
Absolutely.
Nobody says I want a 15-year-old.
Right.
So, sometime when they start talking, you realize this kid's going to grow up. What am I going to do with it?
Right.
So it started when they were really small, probably when we had our second girl. Okay, we are totally immersed in girl world.
Right.
How do we make these girls strong, godly women?
So was it challenging for you and your husband initially? And I think dads are kind of on the periphery in terms of their girls and their dressing. Moms, we get together, we shop with our daughters. Was it hard initially to figure out and say to them, this is what we expect, or this is what we want to uphold, and this is what we want to do? Was that a tough sell?
No, it's been a gradual process over the course of their lives. I think probably the first conversation my husband and I ever had about what they were going to wear was when I thought a two-piece swimsuit on a two-year-old was a good idea because it was easier to maneuver the diaper. And he said, I don't think so.
Uh-huh. At 2 years old.
At 2 years old. And then you start to think, okay, what do I want them to wear? What is practical and what is cute and what is safe all at the same time?
Right.
So there has not been a point in our home when, we need to take care of this. It's been a gradual process, realizing the first time we brought a pink dress home.
And do you think that most moms are really not even thinking about this whole idea of modesty? And you really are seeing that people are not thinking about it when you look at girls wearing shorts that could, for all intents and purposes, be bikini bottoms. That's how revealing they are. And I think that more and more parents are buying into, quote unquote, it's the style. It's what everyone is wearing. How do we change that mindset, especially if that girl is almost a teenager, if she's 12, 13? How do we as moms go in and say, we're going to make some changes? Because once kids get in their mind what they want to do, it's hard to change their minds.
It's difficult. And we want our kids to feel good about themselves. We want them to feel like they fit in. And when we have to draw the line and ask them to be different, we've got to give them the courage to do that at the same time. So it's a process. And if a family has just woke up with a 12-year-old and decided now we've got to make some changes, I think they're going to have to get the kid to buy into it and start from, this is why we think this is important, and model it in their lives as parents and set the example in what they listen to on the radio, what they watch on TV, what they allow into their home.
Mm-hmm.
And if it hasn't been a process for the child's whole life, then they're really going to have to sell it to the kid, which is a challenge, but I think it's doable.
Absolutely. Let me get a quick break here, but when we come back, we're going to tell you about Dana Grisha's Secret Keeper Girl Tour. We're going to tell you how you can connect with it and how this is going to be a great opportunity for you and your daughter or daughters. Stay on point, everybody. We're back right after this.
I'm today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies, guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern. Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Health Care Services, People Care by Caring People, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody, good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. Hey, once again, you could go to our website and you can click on and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in. We welcome all this morning to the OPT Network. The website, once again, www.onpointcxmas.com. It's 16 minutes after 8 o'clock, and this segment is sponsored by your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields. She is serving Rapides Parish and surrounding areas. Don't think you have the right insurance, know that you have the right insurance. And you can do that by phoning Rosa and her team, 318-487-1881. Also, Get Wired Satellites. That's Jeremy Clary, HD for life, plus so much more. The number 318-767-2220. Southern Heritage Bank, they're an independently owned community bank. And also the City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action program. Now, if you're just joining us this morning, we're talking about Dana Grish's Secret Keeper Girl Tour. It's going to be happening at Kingsville Baptist Church, and it's going to be happening next Friday. That's located at 3911 Monroe Highway in Ball, across from the Pineville Walmart. And we're talking about the importance of teaching our teens and our tweens that age that is really so impressionable from 8 to 12 years old. Not only just modesty, friendship, tips for moms on mother-daughter relationships, plus so much more. And we're joined this morning by Christetta Miller and her daughter, Kaylin Miller. And we're talking about the importance of those bonds. And one of the things that I said to Christetta during the break is that we as mothers, especially mothers that are looking better, living longer, we're working out more to stay fit. We really have to be careful what we're modeling to our kids in terms of the way that we dress.
Yes, we do. We have to start at home. We have to start with us. And I hate to ask my girls to do anything that I'm not doing myself.
Mm-hmm. And then I think you have to get to the idea of moms wanting to dress like their daughters. You know what I'm saying? You're really seeing a lot of that.
Yes, we want to look younger. We're having birthdays. They just don't stop. And we want to look cute.
And we want to look hot.
Yes.
But we really have to temper that. And maybe we really haven't had this conversation. So we're really not looking at what we are modeling.
Right. We have so many things in just life going on that sometimes what we're wearing, the image that we're putting out to our kids may not be something that we're thinking about.
And then not only to our kids, but to everybody else who's looking. And I think that we're not really taking a good, hard look at it because society says it's fashionable.
Right.
And if they make it in your size, you can wear it.
Yes. Yeah.
And so for this event, tell people how they can connect. What is it going to take for people to come in? Do they need to register? How is that going to work?
They need a ticket, and they can purchase a ticket in our church office. Like you said, 3911 Monroe Highway. The office is open from 8 to 4, Monday through Friday. But you can also just do it from the comfort of your home. Our church website is kingsvillebaptist.org. There is a Secret Keeper tab, and from there you can follow the links to purchase tickets.
Absolutely. So you can go online and purchase those tickets.
Yes.
Again, and the number you can phone is 318-640-1019. And I think it's going to be, it sounds like it's going to be fun.
It is a lot of fun. It's a pajama party, so you can wear your pajamas, modest pajamas, of course.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have confetti cannons, beach balls. If you ever wanted to wear your pajamas and play with a beach ball in church, this is your opportunity.
Absolutely. And so I think it's just one of those great ideas. And as we were looking at Dana's story, you know, she has made it her mission, and she's devoted much of her life to really serving God with all of her heart, all of her mind and soul. And she's really taken on this message of modesty. And she's got so many other great issues, but modesty is one that I don't think that people are talking about and shouting about enough.
No, we're not. And I think it's, I don't know the reasons. I know that it sometimes can seem secondary to working, feeding your family, keeping a roof over their head, getting bills paid, and then you go, oh yes, wait,
what is she wearing?
What is she wearing? What are we doing? And it gets harder as the fashions get younger
and skimpier
mm-hmm, all the time, mm-hmm. all the time.
And so for you, Kaylin, is it hard to be a leader in the realm of not doing that, not wearing those things, not, why are you looking at your mom? is it hard? I mean, it's okay if it's hard.
It is difficult because everybody just wants to do what everybody else is doing. They want to do what the popular kids are doing. They don't want to be modest and do the right thing if that's not what everybody else is doing.
Mm. And don't you think, Christetta, that every mom is dealing with that?
Oh, yes.
Because how many times, I know as a child, I told my mother, well, so-and-so, they're doing it, they're wearing it, why can't I? And then the mom becomes the bad guy.
Yes, it is, and we do. And sometimes as parents, we do have to be the bad guy sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe it's one of the things, if we can instill it early enough, and that's why Secret Keeper starts. We suggest 8 years old, but I'll say if you've got a mature 6 or 7 year old and would like to bring her, she will get something out of it. She may not get the full message,
mm-hmm.
but we had a few 6 and 7 year olds. If they can sit still for a little while, they'll get something out of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's never too young to start talking about that, and when you can instill it early, it doesn't seem as hard later on.
Absolutely. And so for you, Kaylin, your group of friends obviously are probably more like yourself. Do you think it's harder to bring along girls who have already decided in eighth grade, nevertheless, that they're going to want to dress a certain way? Or do you think that by inviting those girls that it will help them to maybe see a different way?
I think it's definitely difficult because the people who've already decided that they're going to be that way, they already have their friends that are all dressing, wearing the bikinis on the beach and just wearing the skimpy little shorts, and they already have their group of friends. They don't need any more friends. So
wow.
It's like
they don't need anymore.
They don't mm-hmm. think they need anything else. They mm-hmm. have all they need, and that's all they think they need.
So do you feel ostracized or set aside by those quote-unquote popular girls, the girls who are trying to be modest? Is it tough?
I don't really care. I mean, I just ignore them.
You just ignore them. And, you know, those are the things that we have to tell our girls. But, my goodness, we know that kids can be cruel.
Yes.
They used to call it cruel, but now cruel has gone to another level. How do we encourage our girls to stand in what we are teaching them about modesty and truth?
I think the first step is to let them know that home is safe and you can come home and talk to mom and dad about whatever's going on in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And as parents, we need to provide opportunities for conversations, outlets to vent a little frustration at what's going on with friends
mm-hmm.
that may not be ideal. And I've tried to strike a balance between encouraging my girls to have good friends, but also reach out to people that may not be your ideal friend, but somebody that needs a friend.
Mm.
Maybe that person is not somebody I want them to follow their example of, but I want them to reach out and be an example for that person. So,
and you know, as you were saying that, I just got a lot of times girls at Kaylin's age are going along to get along. You know what I'm saying? They're going along with the in crowd to get along with the in crowd.
Yes.
And you know, there's that saying that if you don't stand for something, that you will fall for anything. And at some point, we've got to teach our girls to stand for something.
Mm-hmm. And I think an event like Secret Keeper, I've used the word several times in talking about it in the last few weeks, fortifying.
Mm.
Getting that foundation solid before we move to the next level.
Absolutely. Again, it's going to be Dana Grisha's Secret Keeper Girl Tour. It's happening on April the 19th. It's going to be at Kingsville Baptist Church in Ball, Louisiana. It's located at 3911 Monroe Highway across from Walmart in Pineville. For ticket information, you can phone 318-640-1019. It is an incredible opportunity for mothers and daughters to come together and have a conversation that will be enlightening, that will be encouraging. And what I thought and felt most about this tour and about Dana's heart was that it was an opportunity for mothers and daughters to share a moment of truth that takes them into the next level. Christetta Miller, we want to thank you. Kaylin, you were absolutely great. Thank you for sharing your heart and your thoughts. And thank you guys for spending the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. We're going to take a quick break here, everybody, but we'll be back right after this.
Termites are responsible for more than $1 billion of damage in Louisiana alone. Super colonies have been discovered with over 1 million termites, and Little League baseball games have had to be stopped due to swarms. J&J Exterminating, Louisiana's largest independent pest control company with over 50 years' experience, employs more licensed and certified technicians than any other pest control company in the state. And right now, I've got Ryan Weber, biologist and entomology instructor at J&J Exterminating, here to let you know a little bit more.
Randy, termites have insatiable appetite, and people just don't realize how much damage they can cause. J&J is the largest installer of the newest Centricon HD Always Active Colony Elimination System and the largest applicator of Termidor liquid treatment. We study your soil composition and we figure out what's the best treatment for you. And we guarantee all of our work, plus we offer same-day pest control service.
J&J Exterminating today for your inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating! Yeah!
J&J Exterminating is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Your health comes first, and Amerigroup is your first choice. Amerigroup is proud to serve the Bayou Health Program enrollees in Louisiana. Amerigroup is a managed care organization and will help you arrange for you and your family to continue getting the Medicaid and the CHIP benefits you need to stay healthy. Amerigroup offers these benefits through the Louisiana Bayou Health Program. At Amerigroup, the health plans have been helping families like yours across the country since 1996. For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams?
First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Ray Hyde Painted Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Ray Hyde Painted Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Open your mind to a fresh new world of taste at McDonald's. Introducing the spectacular new Premium McWrap, a dazzling fusion of tender, crispy, or grilled chicken and fresh veggies, all wrapped up in three phenomenal flavors: chicken and bacon, chicken and ranch, and sweet chili chicken. It's an astonishing, tasty experience that will pull you in again and again. The irresistible Premium McWrap, a whole new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
You are listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network. Smart talk for smart people.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by American Wholesale Mattress. Listen, we've been telling you for the last week or so that if you have not been getting a good and a full night's sleep, you need to see the folks at American Wholesale Mattress. They're located at 717 MacArthur Drive. They're working really hard to make sure that you get the right and the most affordable mattress that you can sleep on to make your nights and your days a lot better. And today is the very last day, April 15th. If you go in and say you're part of the OPT network, they'll make sure that you don't pay any taxes on your mattress. And if you purchase a Tempur-Pedic mattress, they'll give you $300 in merchandise for your Tempur-Pedic. And you know what? They've got an incredible team that's going to educate you, that's going to talk to you about what you need to make sure that you get the right mattress for you. And again, they're located at 717 MacArthur Drive, the number 443-9524. That's area 318-443-9524. Also, Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove your dents, but Lynn and Ray Hyde, they remove your doubts with state-of-the-art technology. Also, the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, dedicated to excellence. The credit union with a heart. Now, if you're just joining the OPT network this morning, we're wrapping up a conversation about the Secret Keepers tour for mothers and daughters. And, you know, as we were having this conversation, it just really gives you pause about what we're saying to our girls, what we're saying to our young women, and what we're saying to ourselves as moms. And are we really looking at the messages that we're sending? And you know, society is sending such a message of everything being sexual and everything being exposed, and we're really not leaving anything to the imagination. And we hope that it's a conversation that you will begin to ponder and say to yourself, you know, it starts with self. It starts with looking at yourself and making sure that as a mother, as an aunt, as a mentor, that you are sending the right message stylistically. And it's something that maybe we don't think about the way that others view us. And so at this point, you know, I know it's given me pause, and I've said this many times on the show that, you know, as we get older, we're looking better. You're seeing women who are more physically in shape and tend to want to show that off. And I think that at some point we have to realize that what it looks like in society, and what message are we sending to our daughters? Are we sending the message that sexy is appealing and it is what sells and it gets them what they want, or are we saying to our daughters to be more modest? And as we are approaching Mother's Day, I think that these are all concerns that we should have and should be talking about, and hopefully this conversation will open the dialogue to that possibility. And one of the things that DC and I talk about all the time is fashion, and we talk about how people are dressed. And so, DC, from your perspective, what are you thinking about where society has gone with this issue, with the provocativeness of dress?
What do you mean, in the kids or in the...
Both, in the adults. I mean, because yeah, I think it's got to start with the adults first.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, I think when you allow your kids to do what they want at the age of 13, 14, 15, they're going to do some things that don't make sense to the average adult.
Absolutely. And you know what? I think that the word on point is don't make sense. You know, and at that age, we've got to step in and we've got to be the change that we see. But we see adults that are doing things that don't make sense.
Absolutely. You see people who are adult, but when you really get down to the clinical side of it, a lot of those people are adult children.
Wow. Now that's a deep thought. Children, adults that have never really grown up.
Absolutely.
And so with that said, do you think that there will be a change? Do you think that we're going to start looking at our girls? And I don't even want to start with our girls. I want to start with adults that are dressing so provocatively at 40 plus and
right.
Thinking that it's because it's in style. If it's in style, I can wear it.
Right. Well, when I see a woman that's 45, 50 years old that's dressed like a person of younger age,
what do you think?
It's like seeing a 50-year-old guy with hip-hop gear on. That's how they look to me.
But if you see
a 50-year-old guy that's still sagging with a baseball cap on,
uh-huh.
And you know, most women will look at that and say, yeah, he's
crazy.
He's
why don't he pull his pants up?
Right.
But then on the other hand, when women do it,
they don't really see themselves like that. I don't think they see themselves like that guy that's 50 that's got on that's sagging.
And you know why? Because we're not sagging, but we're
but you got to really see you to see yourself. You have to see yourself how others see you.
And most of us don't, do we?
No, a lot of us don't. We just see ourselves through our own eyes. And sometimes, you know, people can get caught up in an era. In other words, I'm 50, but I still dress like I'm 25 because that's how I still think I'm 25.
But I still look good is what a lot of women are saying.
No, everybody that does that don't look good. That's, no.
But what about those
people?
It's
an attitude.
Well, it's an attitude.
Doesn't have anything
swag.
To do with it.
It's a swag. But I mean, this conversation, I don't know, it really makes me think, because as a middle-aged woman, you know, I'm really starting to make sure, I'm trying to start to make sure that I really reel it back. You know, I think you're right when you think that you...
Really, just to get right down to it is a very complex situation. It is a complex topic. It really is. Because people are dealing with all types of things across all types of, you know, socioeconomic boundaries. There's so many things that contribute to what's happening, and I mean it is a really, really deep situation. I think with the folks that were here earlier, what
Christetta
they're doing is Christetta, yeah, they're starting somewhere and they're saying, look, we're trying to be the change that we want to see. We don't want to see young girls going around dress in certain ways, because believe it or not, and I know it's not supposed to be like this, the way you dress determines what people think about you.
Mm.
I mean, now you can think that, oh, okay. I remember when we were coming up in the 80s, the mid 80s, late 80s, you know, if you were dressing freaky, you know, people thought you were freaky.
Right.
And it didn't matter if you were freaky or not.
Right. It's what you gave off.
Yes, what you're giving off. You know, so a lot of times people say, you know, what I dress, the way I dress does not define me. But, you know, we live in a stereotypical environment.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
That's just how it is. People are going to stereotype you.
Absolutely.
I mean, you know, you hate that. But, you know, if your shorts are all the way up into your crotch,
mm-hmm.
you know, people are going to think, okay, you, you know, you got some situation happening there.
You got some situation happening there. And, you know, and I guess the real question, and we really hadn't planned to talk about this. We had planned to go someplace else. But, you know, I started thinking after this conversation and reading what Dana Grish is doing, what your clothes really do say about you, and are we really cognizant about what our clothes are saying about us, especially in the workplace, where you're seeing a lot of younger people in the workplace that are more exposed. And it just doesn't seem like anything anybody can say will change their minds. And I think it's so important to really start early. But as mothers, now we don't have a daughter, but to set the example, if you're borrowing from your daughter's closet the booty shorts and, you know, things that are revealing and saying to your daughter that it's okay, then there will not be a change. There will not be a change in what we're seeing. And then when we look at young women that are going to eventually be dating young men, what we're wearing is very sexual. It just gives off a sexual connotation. And I think that when you're talking about this subject, you really have to look at the depth of what your clothes are saying about you. When you're wearing, you know, skin-tight blue jeans, and tight jeans right now are in, and tight clothes are in, but what are you saying? And then when somebody hits on you, we have a problem with that. But really, what are we saying?
Right.
And men, you know, what are we saying to men? If you see a woman that's dressed like that and you're a single man, or you're just a man that wants to flirt, you really think maybe that she really wants to be, she wants to know that she looks good.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, you have to put some thought into, you know, how you're looking and what you're giving off, you know, because I know, you know, a lot of people say, you know, I'm not defined by what I have on. If that's the case, then why have on such provocative gear? You know?
Right.
So if I came in here with tight shirts on and all that stuff, you know, trying to muscle flex, you know, it mm-hmm. looks like I'm trying to.
Muscle flex.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what it looks like.
It looks like you're trying to show off your body. And absolutely. I think you have to wonder where you draw the line of wanting to say, hey, I'm fit and I'm in shape.
Right.
To, you know, showing a little bit too much skin. And then one of the places that we're seeing it a lot, too, now are in churches where people really, I mean.
They think church and the nightclub are actually
they kind of go together, right.
It's like, and these are dress clothes, and these are dress clothes.
Right. And even, it's sad to say, even at some funerals, we've seen people that have
yes.
been dressed very provocatively. And it makes me say, wow. You know, what's up with that? Where has the breakdown in our minds and in our psyches, where has it come where we feel okay with showing so much skin at church and at funerals? Why, you know, why have we become a society that's so free, you think?
I think it's a lot of it has to do with shock value. You know, people are trying to get attention. You know, I mean, to just have shorts up right here, they're not going to
right
get
here,
you attention.
That's like right at above your
thigh,
your, oh, at your thigh.
Right above your knee, you know, mm-hmm. that's just not. It's like the sag era. I think everybody thought it would be like the holy jeans. Okay, they would express themselves and it would go away.
Right, it did.
But the shock value from seeing a man with his pants all the way down to his ankles,
right,
just doesn't go away. Anytime you see a shock,
yeah,
it's okay. The only situation that I think has lasted for more than it's 24 years old. People started sagging in 1989.
Really?
It will not go away.
1989, you think?
Yeah, Tupac was sagging.
Right.
I remember when we were younger, you know, I mean, you know, you kind of had your clothes fitting a little loose.
Right.
But then they started going into all-out sag mode. And right now, they're just all-out sagging. I mean, it's like a whole, it's epidemic.
And so, you know, Christetta said something that I thought was really important, and I'm wondering if parents are really grabbing a hold of this. Are we as parents saying, okay, enough is enough? We are the people who purchase the clothes. We are the people that should be the leaders in the house. When is enough enough?
And that's the question I think that we have to ask ourselves. When is enough enough? And if we want respect for our young women and our young men, we've got to stand up and say, this is unacceptable. I don't care who's doing it. We're not doing it here. You're on point, everybody. It's 8:45, and we're going to take a quick break, but we'll be back right after this.
Stop pulling your hair out trying to find the perfect bed. The staff at American Wholesale Mattress has over 40 years combined experience to assist you with that all-important decision. We offer great values like queen pillow top sets, and why wait up to 3 weeks for that Tempur-Pedic to be delivered? At American Wholesale Mattress, we have them in stock and ready for delivery. Plus, with up to 48 months financing, everybody can afford one. American Wholesale Mattress on MacArthur Drive, locally owned and serving Cinelaw for over 20 years.
American Wholesale Mattress is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
It's time for your annual checkup, for your finances, that is. Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union is once again offering free financial checkups. Visit either of their Alexandria branches or their Pineville branch during the month of April to sit down with one of their money doctors to review your financial situation and your free credit report.
Different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Visit heartcu.org for more information and to find out how you can become a member today. That's Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union, where it pays to be a member. Call 619-1900. That's 619-1900. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums. Enjoy annual festival fun. Recreate at our golf courses and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avals Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana. Another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
call your agent.
My agent?
Yeah.
You were driving.
You know, it's cool. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, guys.
Oof, what's up, Tony? You see what he made me do, right?
It's okay, I got it.
That was him.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with the world's smallest violin. Because this is what I hear when you talk.
Can I get a binky for baby Brown Brown?
Here you go.
That's it. Michael Buffer.
Let's get ready to rumble!
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services, People Care by Caring People, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startups, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap Mentoring Program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. It's Momentous Monday, and if you're on your way, it's 8:53. Today is April 15th, and this segment is sponsored by Avoyelles Commission of Tourism. Stay and play in Avoyelles Parish. Also, Kyle Wolf, like a good neighbor. Kyle Wolf is serving Avoyelles Parish and surrounding areas. The number to phone is 318-346-6695. Also, Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services, People Care by Caring People. McDonald's of Alexandria and Walker Automotive Group. They've been serving Alexandria in Central Louisiana since 1919. And you know what? It's just really great when you can get your momentum going on Monday. Monday starts the week off, and we hope that you are starting on a good note this morning. And you know, as we're wrapping up the show, I just want to talk a little bit about self-esteem and what we're saying to our kids, to our teens and our tweens. And sometimes it's tough to have these conversations. And sometimes they're conversations that we don't want to have and our kids don't want to hear. But you know what? They are absolutely necessary. And as I was thinking about the conversation and thinking about our own teen, just becoming a teen at 13, I started thinking about those impartations that have to continually be made into our kids.
And one is good, positive self-esteem, teaching our kids who they are and understanding that sometimes, even though the popular kids, as Kaylin said, are doing certain things and they don't need any other friends, sometimes we have to teach our kids that to stand on their morals and to stand on their values, sometimes they may have to stand alone. And we know that now it's called bullying and more kids are having situations at school. But I think it's important as parents and caretakers and providers and mentors that we've got to teach our kids that they are fearfully and wonderfully made and that they don't have to do all of these outlandish and outrageous things in order to gain attention, that they are good just because they are good. And it starts with us. It starts at home with parents. It starts with us putting in those good, positive thoughts so that when our kids go out into the world, they're equipped and they're not relegated to what others say about them, and that they're strong-willed and strong-minded enough that it just doesn't matter, that they're okay and they trust that others are okay, even if they're doing something different. And I think as parents, as teachers, and society, you know, once it took a village to raise our kids, and there were things that people from someone else's house could tell your child, and they would take that, and now things are changing. But we've got to get back to empowering kids to be their best selves and to have that self-esteem and that confidence. And so at this point, you know, it's just fruit for thought this morning. And I hope that if you have not been on that track with your kids, that you'll certainly begin to open up the conversation. And it's never too soon to start with these conversations, even though kids don't want to hear it. It's something that we would rather our kids talk to us about than to have others their age or a little bit older tell them who they are. So it's really critical that we understand that we've got to be those people that are telling our kids who they are. And sometimes we forget to do it. And I'm going to tell you, if you forget or if you're too busy, somebody else will tell them. And that's not what we want. We want to practice good, positive mental attitudes in our kids that will allow them to go into the world with high self-esteem, knowing who they are and who we expect them at home to be. It's Momentous Monday. And you know what? No matter how your morning is starting out, you just got to speak those things into existence, those good, positive things, and know that today is the start of a great week. No matter what you've got on your desk, no matter what is waiting for you, no matter how many people are waiting for you when you get in, today is the start of a good day. Even if you're concerned about those taxes, you know what? Everything works together for the good. And once we start putting some things in like that, we'll start to see the manifestation of it. We want to thank you so much for spending the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network. We love you so much. God loves you even more than that. Love yourself, and don't forget to be the change that you want to see. For Deuce Christmas, for David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great and a momentous Monday, and God willing, we'll see you right back here on Tuesday.